This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Centers for Disease Control has a report today showing how about 8.5 million Americans take prescription sleeping pills. People in their 50s are more likely to take them, possibly due to work and other stresses, researchers say. People in their 80s also use them. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports on this sleeper of a market.
They're hot drugs, like cancer treatments, that pharmaceutical giants buy for millions. Then they're the sleeping pills. Sam Fazzelli, an analyst with Bloomberg Industries, says most brand-name sleeping pills have gone generic, with Zolpidem leading the pack.
Many companies have kind of stepped away from the space because Zolpidem is a pretty good drug as sleeping pills go.
Fazzelli estimates the U.S. market for sleeping pills is, at most, several hundred million dollars a year, a small number considering the 50 to 70 million Americans who suffer from sleep disorders. Fazzelli says the problem is coming up with something that hits the sleeper's sweet spot.
You don't want to have a long-acting drug because then the patient wakes up groggy and it's dangerous for them to drive. And then, of course, if you get rid of that aspect of it, then patients wake up early.
If a drug maker could develop a pill that gets people 5 to 6 hours a night and feeling totally refreshed, Fazzelli says consumers would bite a company's arm off or maybe just wake up in a better mood. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.